Welcome to the New South Political Podcast, a simple and straightforward report on the latest trends and shifts across the Southeast. Nikki Haley teased a presidential run during a recent interview on Fox News. If Haley were to enter the 2024 GOP primary, her mere presence could steer just enough voters away from Ron DeSantis to help Trump win by a plurality. Remember, back in 2016, it was a large field and divided opposition to Trump that helped him take the GOP nomination. So it's no surprise when Trump weighed in on Haley's ambitions last weekend and told reporters that he had encouraged her to run. Conversely, in that same conversation, he slammed Governor Ron DeSantis, potential entry, and called DeSantis disloyal if he were to do so. Trump also claimed that DeSantis rewrote history in his description of how he handled the pandemic and claimed that Florida was closed for very long. Now, during that commentary Trump made, he did not include any fact about federal guidance, which was telling governors to lock down at the very start of the COVID outbreak. Speaking of DeSantis, the Florida governor announced new reform proposals today for higher education, which would prohibit state-funded universities from requiring faculty members to sign certain pledges where they sign up for diversity education workshops, where the material includes things such as critical race theory and other ideologies. DeSantis' proposal comes one day after a circuit court judge in Leon County dismissed a lawsuit against him over public records surrounding the relocation of illegal immigrants in that flight to Martha's Vineyard, which made international news. Another state where public record requests are making headlines is actually in Kentucky. The state attorney general up there, Daniel Cameron, he alleges that current governor, Andy Beshear, has refused to release public records involving discussions about the closure of Kentucky's public schools at the start of the COVID outbreak and beyond. Cameron is running for governor, and he's a Republican. Beshear is a Democrat. So it's important to note that Cameron recused himself from the case, but his office said it's required to adjudicate open records disputes under state law. So that will continue to go forward, and there's an indication that could go all the way to the Supreme Court. Another big issue is immigration. It remains a hot issue all across the country, and it's even reached a point now where North Carolina's legislators want to force Governor Roy Cooper's hand on tighter immigration enforcement. A bill filed last week would require local sheriffs to identify criminal illegal aliens in their jails and then comply with the detainer requests that come from immigration and customs enforcement. Now, two things to keep in mind here. In Biden's administration, we've seen a very lax approach to immigration enforcement and a denial of border security issues on the southern border. You also have to remember that Cooper's a Democrat and he's a lame duck in the final year of his second term, so expect him to veto any bill, to veto this bill if it reaches his desk, or any bills similar to that. For more stories like this, please visit newsouthpolitics.com. This is Matt O'Hearn.